It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and Thursday means we have a discussion with our mayor, Bob Whalen, a little early this morning. And as always, we have to introduce him with a great song. That was The Zombies in Summertime. We welcome you to the Mornings with Ed show this morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm great, Ed. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for spending the time with us. I know you've got a really busy morning, so I want to get right to it. On Tuesday night, we had discussed as part of... Among other things, we discussed Sheree's contract, Sheree Dupuy, new city manager. We discussed her contract. And as we discussed last week, you and I, it seemed pretty standard. And it seemed like for a city manager, it seemed like a standard contract. A lot of listeners called in on Wednesdays thinking it was a pretty cynical and maybe time-consuming move to have city attorney Phil Cohn have to read and explain it line by line. What was the purpose of that?
Well, I think the purpose of it was, we obviously had it in the agenda. We'd all read it line by line, so we knew what was in there. But, I think the intent of the question was to have it laid out there for the public. So, it was we went through it kind of item by item in terms of the compensation. And as you said, it was a pretty straight down the middle contract. I mean, it was, based off the contract that John Pietig's had for 10 years in terms of, the basic framework of it. And, then we put up the compensation of some surrounding cities, and she was right in the middle. So, just like I say, sort of straight down the middle on that one.
Right. And someone had made the argument that, the fact that we are a low populated, say that we only have 24,000 residents, for some reason should directly equate to being paid less. Tell us why that's not so.
Well, you can't translate population. We got to look at visitors. That point was made the other night. We have over 6 million visitors. We have our own police and fire. Some of those other cities don't have police and fire. That's a big, that's a big element of a city manager managing public safety, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a bigger staff, frankly, a bigger police department, a bigger fire department than we would otherwise have for 23,000 people because we get 6 million visitors. So We're punching above our population weight. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. It's the flyweight fighting at heavyweight is what it is, essentially.
Sometimes it feels that way with 6 million visitors, right?
You mentioned also that we've had a recent spate of canyon accidents and a lot of poles down. And that brings to mind again something that happened that we were looking for a few years back, and that's undergrounding of utility poles. Make the case for that, please.
Right. Several years ago, we made a run at trying to get a ballot measure passed to do that. It didn't pass. But the point I made the other night was, we as a community just have to have a serious conversation and make a decision. Do we want to make that road safer or not? Last week, we had two new accidents knocking down poles, interrupting service, and eliminating an evacuation route from our town, of which we only have three. That's about 60, something like 60 vehicle versus pole accidents in the last 10 or so years. And, I just think we as a community need to look it in the eye and say, do we want to get these utility poles underground? Do we want to add bike and pedestrian lanes? Do we want to connect the canyon communities better to the downtown and the downtown better to the open space? I think it's a compelling case. I really hope before I get off this council, I can convince, my colleagues and the majority of the folks in town that we should do that and be proud of it.
It is the very definition of improving infrastructure. It really is.
And absolutely.
And the country, the entire country now is focused on infrastructure. And of course, the president has a $1.9 trillion infrastructure plan happening. And even the bathroom that you did, the ribbon cutting, that's infrastructure. The culvert project. This is all infrastructure, important stuff happening to the city. If, in fact, a $1.9 trillion package is passed, I'm curious, what kind of number are you kicking around in your head as to what eventually Laguna Beach could get from that?
Well, the competition will be stiff, obviously. But, I think we've got a couple of projects that are really compelling. One's the one I just mentioned in the canyon, and I'd love to get $50 or $60 million for that. The other is our sewer infrastructure, which, threatens ocean water quality, which we've talked about before. And I think to make that system, redundant and as safe as possible, we're looking at $20-odd million there. So I'll throw out 80 million. How's that?
Okay. That's a good number. That's a good number. Obviously, you've kicked it around before. It wasn't just a shock to you when I asked. And a gentleman the other night had asked about the purchasing of parcels in South Laguna. And my understanding is it's not something you've already done or completed. It's just something you're kicking around, right?
Yeah. I mean, we bid on a couple parcels down there last year. We're in escrow to buy those. And then, you know, we're always looking for other opportunities for, parcels in town, particularly in South Laguna, which is so underserved in terms of, you know, public parcels down there. So we're continually looking at the opportunities and, talking about ways we might be able to improve. I mean, bathrooms down there, more parking is, you know, an essential, I think, thing to help the neighborhoods in South Laguna that are so, you know, slammed in the summer. So we'll continue to look. It's a hot market right now, so I'm not sure this is the time where we'll be able to strike a deal on something. But, you got to keep kicking the tires.
Right. And is there an argument to be made for maybe a new firehouse on one of these pieces of land?
Yeah, we would like to replace Fire Station 4, which is up, it's just antiquated, and, it's not in a great location up there. We'd like to get it down. New structure down by the highway with good ingress and egress, you know, a better capability for keeping the equipment now, the size of equipment that we have down there. So, yeah, I think that's definitely top of mind for us, trying to figure out a way to get that fire station upgraded.
Okay. And do we have a meeting? Do we have a city council meeting coming up this Tuesday?
No, we had scheduled one in the event that we were not able to conclude the city manager hiring, but that was the only reason for that meeting. So we canceled. So we go to March 18. March 18 will be our budget workshop at 3:00. So from 3 to 5, we'll do budget workshop, and then we'll go into our regular meeting. So I've got a draft budget here. I've looked at it, a little bit. Looks like we're bouncing back from COVID in terms of revenues. I got to do more studying of it. But, the news is generally good. It's not off the charts good, but we're certainly moving in the right direction. And as you and I have talked, I think this is going to be a strong summer for our hotels and restaurants and so on in town. So I think our revenues should be heading back in the right direction.
Excellent. Excellent. Mayor Whalen, as always, and I know you're really super busy this morning, so I want to just thank you for being part of the program today. As always, thank you for being here on Thursday. We'll look forward
to... I'm happy to be here, but I've got one question for you, Ed, this morning.
Sure.
Did I read in the papers that they're doubling your workload down there?
Yeah, they gave me the one thing I love the most, and that's more time on the air. So, they're doubling my workload. I'm now doing the midday shift. And that gives me the opportunity. Let's have you in here for an hour and let's just do music, since you and I happen to have the same love for the same kind of music.
Well, that'd be fun. But congratulations on that, and glad to see the station's going through a smooth transition from Tyler to the next generation. So hope that all works well.
You know, when they called me in for the meeting, I was a little afraid they were going to say, "Ed, we're going to cut you down to about 15 minutes a day, man. That's it." So I'm glad to see it went the opposite direction.
That's great.
And as you and I do each week, I'm going to leave you with a great song. You ready for it?
Thank you.
Little Neil Young and Cinnamon Girl. Mayor Bob Whalen, thank you once again for stepping in this morning, sir.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:12 the time.